स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज ऑल्सो इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की वेदे मर्सी ऑफ गुरु एंड गौरांग एंड एस्पेशली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्री श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज फ्रॉम इंडिया आई वेंट टू फर्स्ट इटली and from Italy to Miami and so many countries. Costa Rica, Venezuela, then Brazil, America again, so many countries. Very successful, Hawaii also. So, successful preaching everywhere. Devotees are so much inspired. Even the devotees who left ISKCON, they joined. Those devotees who left ISKCON but still in the line, but no faith in ISKCON, especially they came to us, very much inspired, so much. In Bejar, more than 500. Hawaii also like this. Here, also last our dust. Alachua. Everywhere, so inspiring. Oh, he served me, his wife, and he in Brazil so much. And he preached there. Wonderful everywhere. They helped me. Binda, you. Prem Prayojan also. All. I think here also our preaching will be successful. So, if we want to be happy in this life, we'll have to follow the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Gurudev and Swamiji. There is no another way. So we should have so much strong faith in Hari Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevala. And very strong faith that name is Himself, Krishna. But somewhere, in some way, Krishna has invested his unlimited power, mercy, all the qualities, opulences, everything in name. But we are unfortunate that we have no taste in this name. Name can give everything. Even a man with honor and shraddha, he is taking the ulta naam,
reverse name,
mara mara maram. If he cannot speak Krishna, Kanai, Kanu, even he will know and he will be merciful. If anyone cannot do pranam, nor if he cannot do like this, only chant Hare Krishna in any way. If you have no honor, even but chanting, even it will give liberation. And with you are served, but with honor and love and affection you are doing, it will go take you to Golok Vrindavan, eternal happiness. So we should have faith. Don't be weak. Those who are grihastha, no mind, they should be grihastha. Chant and remember. But they should be like Indian, what, Indian line? Yes. Not divorcing again. Indian culture. And those who are brahmacharis, they should never fall down. They should not be come down. And what to tell, speak of sannyasi? They should be paramahans, more going,
advanced,
not going degrading. The ladies, why left worldly life? Oh, that's it. So a strong like sannyasis, not less than sannyasis. The ladies who has been divorced by anyone, oh, that should be like one. Krishna is my everything. And go on chanting, remembering. And thus, in this life you will realize all these things. So Nityananda Prabhu has promised. Listen to me. If anyone is chanting and remembering, and if he is not liberated, oh, for this I am responsible. Krishna has also promised, sarvadharman pratyajamam ekam saranam braja am tvam sarva papa bhav mokshayishyami maashucha. And also, we should not worry for maintaining life. You have surrendered totally, then Krishna will take something, vegetables from market, on his head. Even if you cannot cook, he will cook. You know, so many examples. He cooked from Draupadi. He cooked for Rupa Sanatana Goswami. So, don't worry. He is all-powerful, almighty. In classes, you should make here program. How many days we are?
3 days here. Today,
three.
Tomorrow and day after tomorrow.
So, we should make program. Hey, Prabhu, you are Brajanath Prabhu. You should make any program. Invite all those who can come. And we should go on. Morning program, evening program. In morning program, so many qualified devotees are here. They will class. And in evening, myself. I will have to take full day rest perhaps. In evening, I can or not. I cannot say. Whole day. So I must go. Gaur Premanande. But I am so happy to meet you all so much. Especially he invited, and then I became happy that this time I should from Italy, and then also Germany, France, here, there.
They are happy to have you here.
Main bahut prasanna hu. कि यहाँ पर आकर के दो आपसे हिंदी तो बातें बोल कर
भारतीय
आपका बेटा तो अभी नहीं बोल सकेगा शायद, बेटा हिंदी नहीं बोल
सकता, हिंदी अभी शुरू नहीं किया।
और आपकी पत्नी,
पत्नी सीखने को बहुत शौक है, अभी तक तो मैं शुरू नहीं किया, बोले हम वृंदावन में रहेंगे तो सबसे
सीखना होगा। हाँ तो सिखला देना। अच्छा तुम भी वृंदावन में जाना तो हिंदी में बोलना। हाँ बट आई नो दिस फैक्ट दैट जर्मनी फॉलोड इंडिया, वेदर्स वेर ब्रॉट हियर ट्रांसलेटेड एट द टाइम ऑफ Hitler, he was very friend of India,
exactly.
And he was not so cruel as they tell.
Exactly. Prabhupada also told, actually Hitler was better than Churchill.
Yes. But they, by propaganda, they did.
Exactly.
He made Germany, no?
Exactly.
So he brought all the Vedas, and also Brahmin Pandits, and who discovered aeroplane and so many things, rockets, and so many things from Vedas. And then whole world, they took his remnant from here. But India, in the line of Krishna Bhakti, they rejected Shukracharya and these inventions. They never believe in this science, modern science. They were in our line. In their line we are. That is why Krishna smashed all demons and these things. Dhanurvidya, Brahmastra. And he followed Bhakti Atma Vigyan Gita. Gita had never told like this. Modern science and thought of very high class of science. So Hitler took it from India. And he used to respect Indian persons. Gaur Premanande. Bahut bada. Thank you. If a man is healthy, if a man has so many good children, very beautiful, very intelligent, and everything he has to be happy in this life, then why he should do bhajan? Shyamrani.
Actually, there's no happiness in this
you
world.
You should come here and sit facing there. You can be here. Oh, can you stand? Stand up. Oh.
If a man is healthy, wealthy, has a lot of children and material comforts, still he cannot be happy in this world. There's no happiness in material life because the material world has certain qualities. That is, there's always threefold miseries, miseries of the body, the mind, other living entities, miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. In the material world, whether willingly or unwillingly, we're forced to commit sinful activities, like even breathing, we kill so many bacteria, even walking, we kill so many insects, and for every single living entity that we've killed, even turning on water, we kill so many living entities in germs' bodies, we have to suffer from those sins. So there's no happiness in this world because we're always tasting the results of past sinful activities. When one does Krishna bhajan, the pleasure is ever fresh. Our Guru Maharaj gives the example of different types of wells. One well is meant for washing dishes, one well is meant for bathing, one well is meant for drinking. But all those wells gradually become dirty with those activities. But a more intelligent person, he does all of his activities in the flowing river, where there's an ever-fresh supply of water. So Krishna is the ocean of rasa and the reservoir of all pleasure. In Krishna, there's always newer and newer pleasure. This world is by nature, another of its qualities, is that it gets older and older. Even when something is fresh and new, very quickly it becomes tasteless. Newspapers become old the next day. But the nature of the spiritual world is nitya navanabhayamana. Every moment is not only a brand new experience, but every moment is a newer experience than the previous moment. And every time the devotees see Krishna in the spiritual world, they're thinking, I have never seen such sweetness, such beauty, such charm, and every moment they become more astounded than previously. This seeing of Krishna in the spiritual world is the result of doing bhajan. Bhajan means internal absorption in prayers for service to the Lord and in the pastimes of the Lord. On that platform, everything is sat chit ananda, as opposite of this material world, which has the qualities asat, achit, and nirananda. So apparent happiness in this world is really no happiness. It's just a very momentary relief or apparent relief of miseries. Like I'm in a snowstorm, I come in my house and lock the door behind me. Oh, I feel so good. At the next moment, there's another misery inside the house. But in Krishna consciousness, every moment is a brand new experience of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And bhajan is the process to achieve that perpetual happiness which the jiva has been searching for at every step of his life's journey, life after life.
Thank you. Can you give the example of Hiranyakashipu? How he was wealthy, healthy, so much things, and how in a moment he was killed and he was not happy.
A very long time ago, in Satyug, there was personality.
Cows, buffalo, tigers, bears, hawks and pigs, like this. Like Bharat became
a deer.
Deer. So many, like one, they became two trees.
Nalkumar Mani.
So it is not certain that they will come in a human shape. Never. And it may be that wife may die before he is dying. She will give up anyhow. These relations are not eternal.
So these relationships are temporary. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told his father, you should give up all attachment for these things.
After that, what became? They requested Prahlad Maharaj, we have so much belief on you, very strong belief on you. Now we want to follow you. What should we do? He told that my guru has told that always you should Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Svaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasham, Sakhatmanivir. Especially hearing from Guru, we should try to chant, remember, and doing Kirtan. Especially Kirtan, the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can be happy, otherwise no. So why not we should all together, we should do some kirtan. And they told that we don't know how to do kirtan. Because kirtan is very simple. What simple? Oh, only on clapping and chanting the holy name of Krishna. This will be, and it is so powerful that nothing to do anything, chanting and remembering and doing kirtan, and you can be liberated. You can realize your soul, and you will be happy for ever. And you can realize what is transcendental truth and supreme personality of God, and you will be happy forever. Then you should do kirtan, we will follow. Then he began to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare everywhere
it went
in the sky, here and there. Hiranyakashipu was sitting in his council. He became so upset. From where this song is coming? And what this song? And he heard that Prahlad with his all students, now they are doing Hari Kirtan. Oh. At once he took his sword and club, and running he came to that place. What nonsense you are doing. I don't want to listen to all these kirtans. He is my enemy, this Hari. Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan. He takes so much steps. He is a big cheater. We cannot believe. He has killed my brother, and you are even on his side and doing kirtan. I will kill you. I want to see that who can save you in this world. I know anyone can save you. Why you are so desperate? Who will save you? Can you tell? Oh, who saves you? Who saves everyone? He creates this world in a second. He can destroy this world in a second. He's so powerful. He is in me, in you, everywhere, in all atoms, in water, in air, everywhere, in fire. He's there. Oh, he's here, anywhere? Oh, everywhere he is. Why I'm not seeing? I want to see and to kill him. Oh, he's in this pillar? Very big, big pillar was there. Yes, he is also here. Oh, then I will finish and then I will finish you. First I should finish the pillar. And he gave a blow, very strong, powerful blow. And it was just smashed in a moment, and very weak sound came. And he has to do like this. He connected, could not tolerate. And once he saw that, oh, very dangerous, very powerful. A new creature, not human, not lion, not anything. Very powerful, and thousands of hands here. And fire was here, burning here and there. Very dangerous. Then he feared that, oh, he may kill me. So he took his club and and he wanted to kill that new creature that is missing, but he could not do. In a moment he too can. He has a bone that he will not die in day or night. Not in the sky, not in earth.
Huh? On the ground.
On the ground or
in the sea.
In the water.
In the water, anywhere. Anyone cannot kill him who has been created by Brahma.
By no weapons.
By no
weapons.
Weapon. Nothing.
Inside,
not outside.
Not inside of home and not outside.
Not in any month.
And he thought that I am immortal. But in moment, Nrisimhadev
took him in his lap.
Not inside, not outside, on the door.
Not
a sky, not a patal.
Lower planetary system.
Nothing.
On his lap.
On his lap. No weapon. Only his nails. No
gun.
Gun, nothing. No bum, nothing. Only his nails. And not in any month. What was that?
Leap
year. Out of months. And in a second he lights. And he took all his
intestine.
Garlands.
And garland, like a garland in a moment. And he was
covered.
So we can trust in Krishna. He is our real friend. He can save us. Anyone in this world, no wife, no children, no wealth will save me. Save us. So from beginning, when we are of 5 years, something knowledge, from that very age we should try to begin chanting and remembering. Very easy. At any time in daytime, night time, on bed, walking even. Even you are sleeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are taking your children in your lap, or go on sleep. Oh, you can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. If you are cooking, you can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare. Any time you can do. If you are cooking, Govinda
Damo Dharamadame Ki. Govinda Damo Dharamadame Ki. Govinda Damo Dharamadame Ki. Govinda Damo Dharamadame
Ki. If you are Brahmin, no harm. If you are nursing your children, no harm. Govinda
Namo Dharmadaveti. Govinda Namo Dharmadaveti.
Oh, Nrisimha Mahadev became very happy, pleased that even a boy of 5, and with all his chanting and remembering, and he has so much belief on me, and he was not fearing at all. He told that, now I am so happy, I am pleased to you. Have any benediction from me, any boon. Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimha.
He asked me my name. I say, Jamuna, but if you wish to give me another name.
What?
She says her name is Jamuna, but if you want, you can give her another name.
Why? Jamuna is so much beloved of Krishna and very dear to Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha. All play, water play in Jamuna and become always happy. I think it is very high class of name, Jamuna. Don't try to change. It is so.
Just that I wanted to be your Jamuna.
She wants to be yours before anyone has given her this name.
Yes. Your name?
No, you have not given this name. If
who gave this?
Harikesh.
Then Kalindi. Kalindi is better, no? Kalindi Davi Devi ki. Good name, Kalindi. Anything more? You should be satisfied by this name. Kalindi. Anything to ask?
Yes, Your Mercy, we can go to Vrindavan. We ask you already.
You are being ready?
Yes, we are living in the July.
You are being ready to go to India in Kartik month?
We are going to July.
Why July? They want to live in Vrindavan.
They live there permanently.
They're moving.
You will maintain there? No money problem?
Krishna is
No, you should not make Krishna. He is a little boy. How he can maintain? That is why he never married.
Otherwise, his
wife will tell that, maintain me. Then very big problem. So he is happy that no marriage, but all are
his friends.
He can go to anyone. And they should provide Krishna and to maintain Krishna. If one fruits will come from lakhs and lakh gopis, then it will be sufficient for whole year. Krishna is so tricky. And gopi also never married Krishna. They know that he's a tricky
person
and cheater. They are more higher than Rukmini and Satyabhama. If they were married, then same like Rukmini and Satyabhama. So they never married. Sometimes Krishna wants that I should marry them, but they deny. We will not marry with a black person. Classes in Bazar, high classes of classes, and for 9-10 days, high classes. Where is Madhurika? No. You have put in everything, my classes? Talk to Bertam? Very good.
And last days of Alakshwa, did you receive the classes?
Very. Pundarik, he should give.
But there are now new system you have, right? You can give her?
Also Alachwa, very good.
But she can apply this.
Very strongly I do. Bhakta Rainer, Berlin. Have he heard my classes?
He's reading your book.
Very good. You should all help them. Bahut achha. He is a good boy. Do you want to come India? Very good. Bachelor. I want that those who are family men, they should be in family. And they should be a strong family men helping their wife and children. Like Pandavas, like Draupadi, like Arjun Bhim, like Shivash Acharya, Shivash Pandit, like others. And from them, they may take sannyas maho, if they are qualified after 50, after 60, but not degrading. Those who are brahmachari, they should be pakka brahmacharis. Those who are not married, girls also, if they like, they may be, they can marry and be very strong householder. And if they don't want to marry, they should not. But being very pakka brahmacharini, like what Shyamrani and Vrindavan Vilasi, like Vrinda, a pakka brahmachari. If the king of Braja, he will come and tell that, oh, I want to marry him. I'm serving my Gurudev, Vaishnav, chanting, remembering. In this. And I don't want that a brahmachari who has been given red cloths, saffron cloths, they should not come. But in white dress, they may marry, no. But they should not give what divorce to their wives, and wives should not give divorce. In pakka brahmachari and pakka vaishnashram dharma, they should fall. Brahmachari should never fall down, never. Those who are in red cloth, I don't want that they should marry. But those who are in white dress may consider, if they are weak, anything problem, they may marry. But sannyasi never coming. So we will give very rare sannyas. Not like always falling down here, like Rishikesh, Bhavananda, Bhagwan Das and all others. I met Bhagwan Das, you know. He was very powerful he was. But now no one knows. But he was so much qualified. He said to his Gurudev at that time that his Gurudev was also praising him, that he makes about 7 to 10 lakhs in 7 days. And he made Vrindavan Krishna Balaram temple, especially he gave so much money. And he was now at that time so much proud of his God. He wanted to control, but now where he is? But I met and I gave him Kantimala in his hand, and he was crying and weeping. I also initiated his wife, his daughters, and everyone. So many sannyasis who became fall down. I met them and inspired again to be in life. So many. In where? In
Hawaii.
Hawaii, not. Hawaii, what name?
Just a Jumna Swami.
And also in
Los Angeles.
Caracas.
Caracas.
Bene Juela.
Radhante.
He was with us here and there.
In Los Angeles, really another.
He was also a qualified one. Lacking of association, they fall down. I don't want that anyone should fall down. That should be very bold. Preaching everywhere like Asudan Sakha and all others.
Football Sakha.
क्या चीज क्या बनाती है
मिठाई
यस आई वांट टू ऑनर ऑल द सीनियर डिसाइपल्स ऑफ स्वामी जी ऑल व्हाट नेम
रोहिणी देवी
वेरी गुड वेरी
रात को 2 बजे तक संदेश बनाती
है बहुत अच्छा आई वांट संदेश I will have to send it to Vrindavan, Mathura. Krishna is there. So,
any message?
He sent message from Sandesh from Mathura to Nandagaon. So, you should make very restful Sandesh. You should all try to know 10 principles of bhakti. You can come forward if you like. They should come. More. There is so much place here.
Maharaj, जो आप दो भक्त आए थे ना, वो है गोरा चांद उनके पत्नी भक्ति देवी.
किनकी?
ये गोरा चांद.
Where is Gora Chan? Disciple of disciple or Rishikesh?
No, he was Sachinandan's disciple, but he had no relationship. Sachinandan Maharaj told him to go to the other side and take a look at the
other. Where is Sachinandan?
He was coming, but he was in the iron mock. He was
coming here. He was coming
here. He was in the iron mock. Congregation was preaching. He was telling him that he had to meet the sadhus.
Very good. So thank you to come and hear. There are 10 principles of bhakti written in Srimad Bhagavat, Vedas, Upanishad, Gita, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, everywhere. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur has especially invented it. And he has made a garland of 10 of beautiful, fragrant flowers. What is and there has been divided into two, praman and prameya, evidence among object. What is praman? What is evidence? What?
The guru parampara coming through the Vedic literatures is the evidence. Anbaya, the guru parampara coming through the Vedas is the evidence.
No. What is telling? And is it right or not?
Evidence is amnaya praha.
So what is amnaya?
Amnaya srutaya sakshat brahma.
And what is?
Veti vishrutaha guru parampara prapta vishvakarta hi brahma.
So you should tell, define. What is?
Amnaya means transcendental knowledge, which is embodied in the Vedas, which has been received through the hearing process coming in guru parampara, beginning from Brahma, the creator of the universe. It's called
Amnaya. Tum bolo. Yeah. And very little, small thing. You are doing. You cannot. What is the essence you told?
The
you told that the knowledge. Knowledge you told. Knowledge is not that thing. What is knowledge? Knowledge is not evidence. And she told Guru Parampara. Guru Parampara not. What Guru Parampara has accepted Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta, Bhagavat, and these words, which has been accepted by our Guru Parampara, that literature. Understand? What?
The absolute truth coming through the Vedic.
No, again, you did.
Vedic knowledge, which has been accepted by the Guru.
No, Parampara. No, no. Again, you. The literatures, that is, the Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta, Bhagavat, all these words accepted by our Guru Parampara is called Amnaya. And this is evidence for
nine.
For transcendental
truths.
Everything. Huh?
She said that.
Again you should tell. I want to make you teacher.
Is the Vedic knowledge, the absolute truth coming from the
Ved, Upanishads, and everything, literature,
that's what I said.
Which has been accepted.
Just accepted by the Guru
Parampara. Like Ved Vakya, the words which has been accepted by our Guru Parampara is evidence. That evidence what tells? No? You?
It proves the everything which is transcendental.
It proves everything which is transcendental.
He should tell.
Proves everything which is transcendental.
I will give a slap, bring a stick, mota wala stick.
Madhava can do.
Oh, I will have to bring from Hitler. I will bring.
Oh, Hitler is Hitler.
Mussolini.
What you are telling? You cannot. That is why you are weak. You don't read all these things. Very simple things. You know?
Is it the nine
what? You are in doubt. What? Now you should know. What is the first prameya?
Amnaya praha tattvam harin hiya. First thing is that the paramatattva. The Paramatattva, Advaya Gyan Paratattva, is Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the first thing which is proved.
Who is Hari?
Literature. Who is Hari? Krishna. Krishna is the Paramatattva.
So now you should tell in brief.
Simple.
Essence.
Complete? Dasamo?
No,
only this.
Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam.
No.
That Krishna
I
is
want
the
that you should tell. What is the first prameya?
Amnaya praha.
Why you are telling Pranam all these things? Don't speak slow.
Speak English.
Tattvam harim hiya. That paramam. The paramatattva is
Hari.
He
has remembered a sloka only. You should know the meaning of that sloka.
Paramatattva, the supreme absolute truth is Hari.
Okay, you should tell like that.
Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He is Abhyakyan Tattva, he is Krishna. First thing. Second?
Sarva Shakti Man is the
third.
Supreme Personality of
Godhead
Krishna Hari
is Sarva Shakti Man. He is the source of all powers and Shaktis and energies.
More?
No.
This point should be clear. Second.
That he is Sarva Shakti Man.
What is the meaning of Sarva Shakti Man?
He has three energies.
Go on.
It means that Krishna has one energy, which is Swarup Shakti.
Parashakti.
Parashakti. And that Parashakti, because it can perform so many functions, according to the functions of that Parashakti, it goes under different names, such as Antaranga Shakti, the internal potency, Bahiranga Shakti, the Maya or external potency, Tatastha Shakti, the Jivas, and also those Shaktis, they're divided into Sandini, Sambit, and Ladini. Mm. So in this way, the Supreme Lord, he has one Shakti, which performs many, many functions, and is given a nomenclature according to their function.
Then third?
Prashapti.
Huh?
He's the ocean of Rosh.
How?
The way all Rosh is coming from him.
He is abode of all. He is a Rasha and he is a Rashik, both. What are all Rasas?
There's five primary Rasas. Shantaras, Dasiras, mutual Ras, servitorship, friendship, parental relationship, and conjugal relationship. And he's the reservoir of all those relationships. And all relationships in this world are perverted reflections of those original relationships.
We can also tell he is ocean of Ras. He is object of Ras also. And he is subject, meaning container of Rush all.
He's taster
and taster also.
Taster also. And also taste. His taste, his taster, his everything. So if anyone chant Krishna, remember Krishna, they will full of Rush, happy and everything. Then what is third?
Fourth.
Fourth not. Pramaya third. What is Pramaya third?
There are two kinds of living entities. Conditioned living entity, who's never had the chance to serve Krishna before.
You have something here. Try to take any medicine.
Okay. And also the liberated.
What is
jiva?
Liberated soul about?
What is? The liberated souls, they are the jivas in the spiritual world, and they have manifested from Baldev, those in Golok Vrindavan, and those who are in Vaikuntha, they have manifested from Sankarshan. These jivas.
Sankarshan? What Sankarshan?
From the Mool Sankarshan.
How many Sankarshan?
Two.
In Vaikuntha, Mool Sankarshan?
In Vaikuntha, Mahasankarshan.
You are five, you're in doubt. And in Golok Vrindavan?
From Baladev.
Baladev. In Dwarka?
Dwarka Mool Sankarshan.
Mool Sankarshan. And in Vaikuntha?
Mahasankarshan.
All are gone. What?
What? They are
Nitya Mukta. Are kuch bola?
The jivas, two types of
jivas. No, first type.
But
eternal
jay
says
it's coming from three types. The first
is
coming from Baladev Prabhu.
It has been told after that.
And the time the Mool Sankarshan is coming, the jays, they are going to Vaikuntha.
Where going?
They are staying in Vaikuntha's Parikar. And say some jivas are coming from Karnadak Sai Vishnu.
Not stop here. Then more thing I want to know.
The three types of jivas they explained just now. One from Baladev Prabhu, they are eternal associates of Vrindavan.
Have they never come to world?
No. If Krishna wants, then they may come with Krishna to serve him. They never be conditioned so like us.
They have never come from anyone. It is told like this that they have come from Baladev, Mool Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan. But all are
eternal
and transcendental. From beginning they are serving.
The manifestation of Baladev Prabhu and manifestation of Mool Sankarshan, who is residing in Dwarka, eternal associates of Dwarkas Krishna, and from Mahasankarshan, they are eternal associates of.
May they be controlled by Maya?
No. Not controlled by Mahamaya, but Maya.
Under the control.
Can they be.
Influence,
what soul?
Influence.
Condition.
Condition soul or not?
No, never.
Why?
Yes, only liberated.
And second class of jivas?
The second class of jivas, they have come from Mahavishnu. They are called Tatastha Shakti.
And
they are not called Tatastha Shakti, but they have come from Tatastha Shakti.
They are Krishna Tatastha Shakti Veda Veda Prakash, the manifestations of Krishna's Tatastha Shakti, inconceivably one with and different from Krishna. So these jivas, they fall in the material world, but by the mercy of Krishna they can go to the spiritual world. But they have never been there in the Vaikuntha Loka or in the Loka Vrindavan.
They are of two kinds. Those who are coming from Tatastha Shakti, they are of two kinds. At once who liberated and and who were helped by Jogmaya, at once they were liberated. And those who looked towards Mahamaya, they wanted to test the world, like we all. We are from Tatastha Shakti. But we are eternal Baddha.
Nitya Baddha.
But we are not eternal, means
Anadi
Baddha. There is some difference, but it has been told that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told and Chaitanya Charitamrita has told. Nitya Baddha. They have never been liberated. Not coming from Krishna Loka. Never. But that is why they have been told Nitya Baddha. But they can be liberated. Not Nitya Baddha means then they will be always here. Not like that. Really. If they follow the process of bhakti, helped by any guru tattva or by the mercy of Krishna, they can be liberated very easily by chanting, remembering him. Especially in Kali Yuga, if they are chanting, not to do so much austerities for 60,000 years. We are only chanting one name, if coming from Shraddha, that name will liberate any soul. After that, what?
The material energy is simultaneously different and non-different from Hari.
Material energy and also jivas.
Jivas are both simultaneously one and different from Hari.
Can you tell anyone? Bolo. तो ये सब नहीं करेगा दिन रात क्या जो चिंता करेगा मरने के ये सब चिंता करना पढ़ो सब देखो नहीं आता है इन लोगों से पूछो कैन यू डू कैन यू टेल
इनकंसीवेबली डिफरेंट बट एट द सेम टाइम द सेम
हाउ
यू गिव वन एग्जांपल इन हवाई लास्ट ईयर दैट द ओशन इज सो बिग इफ यू टेक वन ड्रॉप फ्रॉम द ओशन एंड पुट इट इन अ ग्लास ऑफ वाटर देन इट विल मर्ज विद glass of water, and at the same time it will overflow.
Not only something. You? You can? Can you? You should try to know all these things. Madhav. Very loudly. And strongly you should tell.
Achincha Veda Veda Tattva, inconceivably one and different.
What is this?
The jiva is one in quality with Krishna, but different in quantity.
More? What is that quality that jiva and Krishna are both like same?
The jiva is Satchidananda and Krishna is Satchidananda.
More?
Eternally full of bliss, consciousness, and eternally existing.
More? I am not telling. What are the same qualities of jivas that it has been told that no difference?
But there is no difference. Krishna is Sachidananda and
Jiva
is
also Sachidananda.
But there is no so much difference.
No. Go on telling what is not difference. This quality.
Also explain, not so much.
ये दोनों में क्या भेद नहीं है, अभेद है, ये बतलाओ केवल।
अभेद तो है जीव सच्चिदानंद और कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद,
और कुछ
जीवे कृष्ण कृष्ण मध्य जो प्रेम आज जीवर जीवर से प्रेम प्राप्त अधिकारी रही है
ना, ये तो तुम बोलो तो
जीव एंड कृष्ण बोथ द पोटेंट एंड पोटेंसी देयर सम नॉट डिफरेंस इट इज दैट जीव भगवान इज सच्चिदानंद एंड जीव इज भगवान इज गेता जीव इज गेय
बोथ
एंड
कृष्ण इज ऑल्सो गेता knower and jiva is also
and krishna also was tester jiva also tester
krishna has shape they have also shape
yes.
both have transcendental shape both are
krishna
gyata gaya
yes sir
jiva hi tester hai test yes. mane
enjoyer
and jiva are also enjoyer of krishna service So in all these aspects, both are
same.
Like
same,
no difference.
But
and where is difference?
But this being so many non-difference point, Krishna is Vibhu and Jiva is Anu.
Right. The living entity is infinitesimal and Krishna is infinite.
Yes.
Like a little piece of gold and a whole gold mine.
More?
Also, the living entity can fall under the control of the material nature, and Krishna is always the controller of the material nature.
More?
Krishna is always the servant, and the master, and the jiva is always the servant.
Okay.
Krishna can create and jiva cannot create.
Krishna can create whole world, jiva cannot. Again?
Krishna has four madhuris also, that are not present in any jiva or any form of Bhagavan.
Yeah, they have some little love. Well, again, all.
Complete, everything.
No, only this.
This point.
Or this point.
What is the difference between Vibhu Krishna and Anuchit Jeev? So that all can know.
So the Jeevas and Krishna, they have some qualities which are the same, in the sense that Krishna is a knower, and the jiva is also the knower. The jivas are also the tasters or enjoyers, and Krishna is also taster and enjoyer. But Krishna
it has been finalized. What is the difference?
Oh, and the difference between them. Krishna is Vibhu. That means that he is all-powerful, he is all-knowing.
Or if you want to hear, you can come nearer. You should come more. There is so much place, you can come. Here is also, you should come. Sit down there.
Krishna is all powerful, all knowing, all pervading, and he is the only independent tattva. And all other tattvas are dependent upon him.
Yes. Krishna can create whole worlds and destroy, jiva cannot do. Any Vedanta Sutra?
Srishti Vyapara Varja.
क्या
नहीं
ये रकम तो ना एक्चुअली की आचे एक्चुअली बोलो इटा एक्चुअली नो एक्चुअली वर्ड इटा नो सृष्टि व्यापार वर्जम एंड मोर
शक्ति शक्ति माते और वेद
वेदांत सूत्र
हाँ वेदांत सूत्र More? Then, after that.
The only process to achieve bhakti.
All the jivas here coming, have they come from Golok, Vrindavan or not? All the jivas who are here, at first they were serving Krishna and after that they came here or what? What is the truth?
No. First serving Krishna and falling down is not possible.
Why?
Because as told before, they are coming from Balaram, they are coming from different Vishnus.
But why they cannot fall down? If they will offense there, they must be fallen down.
But offense not possible because Mahamaya is not there.
Yes, this is the point. Everywhere I told like this. There is no Mahamaya, illusory Maya there. There is no chance of making any offense. Always Jogmaya is there. They can remember always Krishna. There is no chance of forgetting Krishna. Say it is absurd and wrong that Swamiji has never written like this. He only told something that it has been written in Chaitanya Charitam. Krishna bhuli sei jiva anadir vaini. But he has written all that for beginners not knowing everything, they cannot understand. That is why he told like this, as it has been written in Chaitanya Charitam. But jiva can never fall. Jadagatva non-nivartante tad-dham parma. From where going, never coming. If jivas are coming down from there, then it will be a very, very big problem that we are doing so much
austerities.
Following austerities and so much doing and lakhs birth, we can go there and again falling down. Very big problem. So any parikar, those who jeev goes there, they become associates of Krishna. How associate of Krishna may fall down? Never. So this theory is not. Then, why it has been called achintya? Achinta bheda bhed. No difference and difference. Non-difference and different. But achintya. What is the meaning of achintya?
Achintya means inconceivable. It cannot be understood by material mind or senses.
But why achintya?
Because they're simultaneously, they're different and non-different.
Why we are knowing and you are telling? Why you knew? If it is not known, then how?
It's inconceivable by our own senses, but it's possible to understand by realization through the Guru Parampara's
teachings. Not this.
And Ved Buddhi Gammo.
Yeah. Only Ved Buddhi Gammo means those who will follow that first I told, Amnaya. By that we'll accept. And following we can realize. Only the words which are has been accepted in your Guru Parampara. And by that following we can know all the different. But not our by this mundane intelligence. Though he will surrender and follow words of Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, like any word you can tell. Achinta bheda bheda, achinta samandhete je bheda bheda. E samandhe tumi ekta kono Veder, Upanishadir, Bhagavater, Esha Bulli. Now it is not of Ved. I asked you to tell of Ved, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat and Gita.
Idami Vishvam Bhagavani Vetaro Yato Jagatstana Roja Sambhava. This material world
that
is non different from Supreme Lord himself.
More?
Shakti Shakti Mata Yorabe.
More? Dausaparna Sayuja Sakhawa and all other things. So many. Mamai Vanso Jivaloke Jivu Bhuta Sanatana Manasastani Indriyani. So, then seventh. What is?
The only way to achieve bhakti, pure bhakti, is by the practice of sadhana. That is to engage the senses for the purpose of achieving. receiving bhakti.
Bhakti is not the sadhya. Bhakti is the sadhana. Sadhanam shuddha bhaktim. In other words, the process is bhakti to achieve prem. The goal of life is prem, and the only process
to achieve it is bhakti.
Complicate.
Oh, make it very clear in easy words. Bola tumi, bhakti. Is thoda aur badha karke bolo.
To attain this, only process is pure devotion. Other than pure devotion, there is no process to attain all these things.
What is bhakti? Anya bilashita sunyam gyan karma dana abritam anukullin krishna anushilanam. What is the meaning? Madhav, yes, sir, you speak. What is bhakti? Definition.
Ananya balasita sanyam jnana karma janavitam anukulena krishna nishilanam bhakti abhutam. Ananya balasita, without any other desires, without any desires for karma.
What is the meaning of another desire?
Desires separate from service to Krishna.
More?
Jnana karma janavitam, unmixed with jnana and karma, knowledge or desire for enjoyment. Anupulyena Krishna Nishilanam, favorable service to Krishna, service that is pleasing to Krishna. Bhakti Uttama, that is Uttama Bhakti.
But not complete. Yes, sir.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining that.
Try to know all like this.
Bhakti means the continuous, uninterrupted cultivation of all.
Oh, you should all hear patiently and write in your hearts.
Bhakti means the continuous and uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words, and also of transcendental sentiments, moods, which are favorable to Krishna, which are completely devoid of all desires other than the exclusive pleasure of Krishna, and which is not covered by karma. In other words, activities performed to receive some reward and not covered by jnana. That means knowledge which is aimed at impersonal liberation, and adi, not covered by tapasya, yoga, and vairagya, other things.
Again, you should. What you talk? Again, here.
Sunya means zero. All desires other than the desire to serve Krishna are void. That is this anyabilas and anyabilasita.
First you should tell uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted devotional service.
Devotional service of Krishna.
Which is devoid of any other desire than to satisfy Krishna. Those other desires are the desire to enjoy the fruits of one's activity,
yes,
mental speculation, the desire to merge with Krishna, or be proud of one's knowledge that I know something about Krishna, or ultimately, even Bhagavad Gyan, the knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to achieve Uttama Bhakti, the purest Bhakti.
No, you should not tell this.
No, don't tell this.
Because in beginning, we'll have to do it. It is helpful. And it will be bhakti, no harm. The activities, all the activities of body, mind,
words,
all senses,
and moods,
all these
senses,
like what is bhav?
Moods.
Then begin from here. That without any worldly desire, except only we can have desire to serve Krishna. Other than this, devoid of all. And not mixture of jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya. What is that? If a man chanting and remembering, but he wants to know, like astrology, then if he mix astrology in bhakti, then what is that?
that node bhakta.
This is not Shuddha Bhakti, we are on Navinasa.
If anyone is distributing books only, is it bhakti or not? You.
It depends on his consciousness. If he's only fruitive, if he's only doing for name, fame,
profit. Is it Sarup Siddha Bhakti or not? Never. But it can help if we think that, oh, by distribution of books, anyone can have some help. But only one, always distributing books, not reading, not doing, chanting, remembering, what will be? Not. Only karma. So we should distribute the books and we should know the essence of the book, what is there. And we can help others. Then it will be bhakti. If anyone is making gurukul, only gurukul here, there, not chanting and remembering, what will be this? Is it it will be bhakti or not? Never. But if some gain is coming, that was the reading there, and they have some impression of bhakti, then mixture of bhakti. Mixture of bhakti. I know that wherever I went, all the boys of the gurukuls were destroyed. No faith in guru, no faith in bhakti. All became like demons. Very few numbers, rare, they became bhakta. I went to where? Last? Alachua. 300 more than this. From different part of America, they were assembled there. But anyone not chanting, remembering, having tulsi bead and anything. Very good, a very big problem. They used to beat their father and mothers, abuse their father and mothers. They never become pure devotee. So this gurukul is bogus things. But if a devotee have some impression for bhakti, honoring their seniors, love and affection for junior, and they have taste, if they have impression to have faith in name and bhakti, then that gurukul is somewhat
helpful.
Helpful. Otherwise, no. Swamiji wanted to make this in this way, that very any teacher should be very correct, of good character, good knowledge. And training them always, they should train them always in high class of devotion. But it can be only somehow
possible.
If the teachers are so high class of, if the teachers are not bhakta pure, they cannot do all these things. So nowadays all gurukuls are like barren. Nothing is there. In New Mayapur, nothing. Oh, there were more than 400
students.
Here, there. So, we should know all these things and try. So, bhakti. Can you tell again?
Bhakti?
Anna Bilashita.
Engage in one's mind, body, and words.
Huh?
Engage in one's mind.
What?
Engage in one's mind, body, and words in the service of Krishna.
Hmm.
With full love and affection.
Not it is clear. More should be told like them. You should read, remember, and tell. Can you tell? Anyone coming with me, always they should remember this slok and there are many. You should tell.
Anya
In the same way what Prem Prayojan told. You should remember and tell me. In evening class I will ask all. The same. Then, after that bhakti, what will be? The bhakti of two kinds. Sadhan bhakti and sadhya bhakti. Sad bhakti is prayojan, prem. That is called actual, pure love and affection for Krishna. And they are divided into five kinds of prem, prayojan. What?
Neutral, servitorship, friendship.
Who is the ideal of neutral bhakti?
Sanaksanandan, Sanatana,
they were not now.
And then they became dasya.
And more? Sukadev Goswami, he was of this line. Because after that, he also came in that Shuddha Bhakti by the grace of his father. Second? What is second? You don't know. Second? Who is the most elevated devotees of dasya?
Hanuman.
Hanuman.
More? More? More than Hanuman? No, they were Shakya. Ratapitra. In Braja. More. They can take Krishna in lap. Hanuman cannot take. He can take here. Holding always hand. Ratak Pitrak. They can give sometimes Krishna. Always weeping. Like father. Some qualities of father they have. Mother. So they are more superior. Shakha. Then Shakha. What is Shakha? Subalshita. Also there are Shakha. Sugriv, Vibhishan, Lakshman, all, but not pure. Also more Pandavas and Arjun, but some opulence is there. But Subal Siddham of Braja, oh, they can climb on the back of Krishna and they can tell, oh, my horse, you should run. And sometimes they will take something and remnant they should give to Krishna. No hope. Pandavas or anyone, Uddhav cannot give this. So they are more superior. And then Barsalya. Who is Barsalya? Barsalya, Devaki and Rohini. But of
lower category.
Rohini?
Vasudev Guru. And also Kaushilya. Kaushilya. And all the three queens. And all are there. So more superior are all the Brajavasi who are in elderies.
Elderly.
Like Yashoda. All the friends of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Of Barsalas. And more than that,
Madhur
is divided into two sections, Swakiya and Parkiya. What is Swakiya?
Swakiya means those who are married to Krishna, like
yes.
Satyabhama.
It is also a kind of Madhur, but it is mixed with Dasya. So it has been rejected. And not married like gopis. They are superior. There are also of two kinds. What?
Sambhoga Ichamai and Tatat Bhava Ichamai.
Who is Sambhogamai?
That means Lalita Vishaka.
Swatantra, independent Naika. Like?
Independent heroines like Lalita Vishaka Chitta Champakalata.
And secondly?
Secondly, Tatat
Bhava Ichamai. You have written the poem, and you have written the poem, Lalita Vishaka Chitta Champakalata.
हाँ तो ग्रहण करना है किंतु ताहिदर के बोला जावे
Very good. Thank you all. You should try to remember these 10 principles. If you are not knowing these 10 principles, you cannot come in bhakti. This is the work of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. If they have not trained you in these things, you cannot know what is bhakti and how should we should advance in bhakti. So you should try to know all these things and try to listen to our classes very. It is rare anywhere. Anyone cannot train in this line. So I want that those who are coming to us, they should be trained in line, that they should never fall down. I know all these sannyasis, seniors, or any senior devotees of ISKCON, they don't know all these things. And that is why they used to fall down, become very weak. So you should try to know all these things. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Now, what is the time?
It's 8:10.
Eh?
So hard.
Now they can.
Yes.
Now they can.